Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes. We are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Thank you.
good evening, and thank you for joining in on Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. The subtitle for today, The Battle for Eternity. Composing for a movie adventure on the big screen is challenging enough for any composer, and selecting the best in this category can also be very challenging for my show. We search for films and images that just delight, entertain. You could even say they bring out the emotional adventure part, the adventure that every young man felt at a young age, traveling on the seven seas or fighting a dragon. The world of imagination has grown. Animation has taken on a whole new life, competing with regular movies. And you must have those great composers to bring to life the images on screen. Today we feature Thomas Bergeson, Rada Extended, Hans Zimmer, one of my favorite composers, Dark Phoenix, and Son of War by Phil Ray. We have a plethora of great music for you today. The Power of the Sword by Phil Ray. Ivan Torrent, Human Legacy. Empire of Angels. And When Will You Save Me? End of Silence. That's one of my favorites for today. And yes, we're going to play that as the third tune. But I'm telling you, we're going to take you on an adventure. And as I work hard on the animations of my own characters, I use a lot of this music to bring to life the images in my imagination vividly on the screen that I'm working on. So we'll start off today with Thomas Bergeson, followed by Hans Zimmer, Dark Phoenix. And the third track will be When Will You Save Me? End of Silence. Sit back and enjoy. We'll be right back. And yes, Thomas Bergerson, RADA, extended, B-E-R-G-E-R-S-E-N. You know, go to YouTube and just look at the marvelous work that this gentleman has done. Thomas is his first name. We now go to one of my favorite composers on classical music adventures, The Battle for Eternity. And as I said, composing for a movie adventure on the big screen is challenging, but nobody does it better than Hans Zimmer, The Da Vinci Files, Superman, a plethora of motion picture blockbusters that have all had the pleasure of having the music of Hans Zimmer, someone I truly admire. This is Hans Zimmer, Dark Phoenix. I know you enjoyed that. Hans Zimmer, Dark. And as I said, as I listen to these tracks, they do inspire me to be the best that I can be in production. After all, we all know there are no guarantees in life, and there are no guarantees in music or production. But the guarantee of emotions and imagination combine a wonderful story. We go now to When Will You Save Me? End of Silence. This is an amazing track, one that goes to the top of my music charts. And yes, I have returned. And that was truly an amazing combination. When will you save me? End of silence, followed by post haste, emboldened, epic battle. The music laid in animation has to have so much emotion. And if you listen closely, you could hear in the background the different elements that they use to bring everything to life. If you're just tuning in, we've already played Hans Zimmer, Dark Phoenix, Thomas Bergeson's Rada Extended. Classical Music Sundays is one of the best in my music repertoire and the music that inspires me to create. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will be listening to more of Phil Ray, Son of War, Baston, and Charge of the Light Horseman, and Rise of the Dragons by Phil Ray. So the next time you venture into animation or great film like Game of Thrones, the series that is phenomenal, you will hear classical music composers bringing their best. And believe me, it's hard to do. It's a challenging feat, but one that these composers take seriously.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And I have returned. You know, just listening to a lot of this music, especially the selections that I picked, just listen to the titles. When Will You Save Me? End of Silence. Dark Phoenix. Emboldened. Epic Battle. And yes, before we took a break, Son of War by Phil Ray. I mean, these are amazing titles that should excite you to create more in the creative field. The tracks that we're going to play next are Charge of the Light Horseman, Rise of the Dragon by Phil Ray, and Awakening the Warrior. You see, the titles have to fit with the animation and the characters that are coming to life through imagination. Living by the Sword by Phil Ray and Ivan Torrent, Human Legacy, as well as Empire of Angels. You will also have a chance to hear Meredith Solvent as she gives her amazing voice for Iron Angels. And of course, Julie Elvin, Icarus, is one of the songs that she lends her voice to. So again, Classical Music Adventures on Sunday, the subtitle, The Battle for Eternity. And again, these are the songs and tracks that inspire me to create. We'll be right back.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, 2 unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
And we're back, and you're listening to Classical Music Adventures, The Battle for Eternity. You know, the other day on Facebook, a friend of mine, a great associate, and a person who's in that book, decided to do a video presentation of her enjoying reading Birth of an Idea while she was under the hairdryer. I was amazed, but thrilled and proud to know that someone would have your book in their hands while drying their hair for the public to see. I believe we're going to be one of the most phenomenal companies next year in the art of production as we work toward building our own TV network. And yes, we're going to be looking for investors and people to get involved. We did the mathematics that if we can get 60 people on the front end, and we've already got some, to invest $1,800, we'll have $100,000. We could take that to the bank as the seed money and start on the adventure of our own magical TV streaming network. So not only will we be able to play the music that we play on Sunday and Saturday and Wednesday and Friday, but we will have some great presentations for you to enjoy. I just can't imagine not reaching that goal. The two tracks that you heard was Icarus featuring Julie Engvin and Iron Angels featuring Meredith Solvent. We turn now to another great track, the epic music for Dark Chaos, Walking Towards Fate. And we'll follow that up with King Knight by Phil Ray Givens and Empire of Angels. and that was walking toward faith. The next track is King Knight by Phil Ray Givens. And again, I really want to thank Atlanta, Arlene Mack, for doing a video on Journey to Peace and Mindfulness. And I shared that video with a lot of my friends, and they too enjoyed it. So if you get a chance on Facebook, visit Journey to Peace and Mindfulness. It's a great young lady that's behind that whole production, her and Shelley Howard, two dynamic young ladies that are doing a lot of great things in Atlanta. So I definitely have to send a shout out to my Arlene Mack. Let's continue now with Phil Ray Givens, King Knight, and Empire of Angels. And I'm back, and I've returned to the ending part of our show. And believe me, this has been an enjoyable Sunday. A little cool outside, kind of nippy is what they call it. At least that's what my grandmother would say. And I'm truly enjoying Sunday. It's been a great Sunday afternoon, the battle for eternity. And again, I want to send a special thanks out to Arlene for doing a video while reading my book, Up Under the Hair Dryer. They don't get no better than that. We're going to end the show today with the lead song, When Will You Save Me? End of Silence. And I want you to be careful out there. Drive safe. Or make sure you just get ready for tomorrow. Another day in the adventure of your life. This is Don S. McClure signing off for Classical Music Adventures. Thank you.